Hello, this is the Green Report, Rappler's show on the environment and the people whose decisions impact the world around us. I'm Iya Gozum.
And I'm G. Geronimo.
And today, it's all about love. Love for outdoors, love for the mountains, and love for the environment. A lot of people would call this mountain magic. Yung mamit mo si the one in a beautiful forest or against a backdrop of breathtaking sunrise sa Pulag or on the summit of a beautiful mountain. So, sino ba yung hindi gugustuhin yon? So, for today's episode, we invited a couple very familiar with this kind of magic. This couple are members of the UP Mountaineers, a mountaineering organization based in UP Diliman. So, dito din sila nagkakilala. So, hi Ara! Hi Johnny! Kamusta?
Hello! We're good!
Hi!
Hello! Welcome to our show.
So maybe we can start. Yes. Yeah. Thank you then. Thank you. So maybe we can start with baka pwede niyo sa amin i-share kung paano kayo nag-meet sa UP Mountaineers.
Yeah, it started in 2016. Kababalik ko lang dito sa Pinas and I was looking for some adventure kung ano bang pwedeng gawin. And my brother invited me to join an open breakout by the UP Mountaineers, and Johnny was a member already at that time. So how did we meet?
Oh, sakto rin during that time, parang, well, parang active naman ako sa org, pero noon lang ako sumali doon sa open workout na yun kasi I was also preparing for my first 100 kilometer race. That's, ewan ko ba, sakto na doon kami nakita.
Yes. Yeah. And then, parang nung nagkita kayo doon, papaano no, siguro, I guess, nag-start yung interest nyo on each other?
And then, nung nakita ko siya, nung nakita ko siya, so we were working out, pero parang siya yung mas una nakakita sa akin. And then, when I look back, nakatingin siya, tapos parang sabi ko, bakit parang nag-sparkle yung mata niya? So, parang sabi ko, ako ba yun? O siya ba yun? And then my friend would recall na, baka ikaw naman yung, paano nag-sparkle? Hindi ko rin alam eh. Parang something like, how would you say it? It's like, nagdingning ba? Nang laki? Or parang ganon. And then, you say na?
Hindi, kasi siya yung pinakabago doon. I was expecting na lahat doon, kilala ko na, ganyan. Tapos syempre, pagdating ko doon, binabati ko sila. Ganyan. Tapos, nakita ko si Ara, nakaupo dun sa gilid ng, main live ng UP. So, nakita ko siya dun, oh, sino to? Tapos, ewan ko ba, for some reason, parang yung feeling ko that time, parang kilala ko siya na hindi. So, parang, siguro nag-freeze ako for mga 1 second. Tapos, pati-try kong kilalanin sino to. Tapos, only to realize, ay, hindi ko pala siya kilala.
So, ano ba to? Would you describe it as, wow, love at first sight ba yun?
Hindi ako natatawa ako nun eh. Pero it was, how do I say it? It's something unusual. Parang it's the, I can't say it's love at first sight, but it's the first time that happened to me na parang biglang nagningning yung manta ng tao na nakita ko. Parang ganun.
Siya natawa. Siguro natawa at first sight. Ako kasi, nung nakita ko siya.
Natawa parang, at first sight.
Well, ako, honestly, nakita ko siya. Siyempre, nagandahan ako. Wow. Una, na-amaze ako. Sino to? Tapos pangalawa, na-ako. Oh, ang ganda naman ito. Tapos siyempre, I asked around, sino ba yun? Pwede, siguro.
So after this first meeting, parang ano na nangyari? Fast forward to 7 years.
Ano ba? I was invited by the kasi saling kit-kit lang ako dun eh, parang saling pusa, to go for a training on the mountain. Uh-huh. So they were planning to go for 50 kilometer ba yun? Pero hindi na tapos. Uh-huh. So that was the first time we actually talked. Ano, dun sa, habang naghihirap kami dun sa Malaysia. And it was like, so parang nabobore ka na nun, no? Tapos you asked me, so paano ka ba napunta dito? I told him that I just came back from Oman, and then my brother invited me. My brother, who is a member, invited me to joined the UP Mountaineers.
So you're to give a background, nung time kasi na yun, 2016, medyo maraming members ng UP Mountaineers na interested to join yung mga trail runs. So ayun, nagkaroon ng open workouts para to help us prepare for those training runs, kasi mostly mga ultra trail runs yun. Tapos kasama dun sa preparation for that yung open workouts, and then merong mga outdoor runs. So after noong una nakita kami ni Ara dun sa open workout, nagkaroon siya ng mga weekend runs. Tapos ayun yung nagkaroon na rin ako ng lakas ng loob na lapitan siya, kausapin siya. Kasi siyempre, ayun, habang trail sa bundok.
Mabaho kami, pinagpapahuli
naman. Trail, tapos ayun, madaming opportunities na mag-isa ka lang. So ginagawa ko talaga kasi mas malakas siya sa akin noon eh. Mas mabilis siya tumakbo. So sinasabayan ko siya para makausap, mas makilala. Ayun. So after the meeting, first meeting, ayun na, nagkaroon ng mga weekend runs. Tapos, syempre, nung nagkaroon na kami ng chance na makapag-usap nung, during the weekend runs, nung mga sumunod naman ng mga open workouts, ayun, hinatabihan ko na siya.
Yes. Na
pwesto yung mat ko malapit sa kung saan siya nag-ano.
So Ara, how did you receive this how did you receive this kind of attention?
No, it was for me that time kasi it was funny. Johnny kasi as a person is funny talaga. So everything he says is like, it's like a joke. Like he was telling me, "Oy, I like you talaga." It felt like it's all parang nakakatawa lang. But naman because he was really persistent and masipag and showed na seryosohin mo naman ako kasi minsan seryoso din ako. And I'm actually serious about getting to know you and actually pursuing something out of this. So doon kami medyo after a while, okay pala. Doon ko na lang napansin na okay din pala tong taong to. May seryosong side pala siya. Cute din pala siya kahit pa paano. Hanggang sa ngayon, poging-pogi na siya sa paningin.
Wow!
Okay. So after 7 years, para, di ba, pinapasaya ka pa rin naman ni Johnny. And just last year, I think, di ba, you got married in UP din. Yeah. Can you tell us more about that?
Anoy ko muna. Then yung sa first question, kung pinapasaya niya ka, oo. Well, that's surprising kasi for the longest time, though nag-aaway pa rin kami, there are things about him that still make me laugh. I don't know if it's him or it's me na bungis-ngis talaga ako, pero it's nice that he is actually, that's how he is talaga eh. Gusto niya yung light lang yung mga bagay, gusto niya nakakatawa lang yung mga bagay. So it's easy to bear every day na kung ano man yung mga nangyayari. At the end of the day, natatawa na lang ako. Dahil sa itsura niya, how he perceives things is very that's how he is.
Mm-hmm.
And then last year we got married.
Ayun. Paano nga ba umabot? walang no choice. I remember we had this conversation na parang sinabi sa akin ni Ara na hindi mo ako papakasalan. Huwag iwalay na tayo.
I love it.
Yes. There was an ultimatum. Kasi hindi ko alam kung yun yung exact words, pero yun yung yun yung tumatak sa utak ko. Probably hindi yun yung exact words, pero yun yung, that's how I perceive yung conversation na yun. So ayun, January last year,
engagement.
Nag-propose ako. So, nung January last year, nag-propose ako sa kanya.
Yes.
sa akin yung conversation namin.
Oh, yeah. Pero bakit kahit lucky?
Bakit kahit ganun yung sinabi ni Ara before? Parang, why did you pursue? Or...
Oh, bakit? Kahit ganun yung sinabi ko, ba't hindi ka natakot? Even if I gave the ultimatum, why, okay. Diba, you still have a choice?
Yes. Medyo siguro nahimasmasan ako. Kasi sometimes kapag when you're in a relationship, parang ini-enjoy mo lang palagi yung present. Nag-i-indulge ka doon. So, medyo nakalimutan mo yung future. So, when we had that conversation, paisip ako, ano bang plano namin sa buhay?
Anong plano mo? And it was fun. Yeah, that was the we tinaiming niya na nandun kami sa bakasyon ng pamilya ko. surprise siya, and then he talked to my eldest brother and then my sister. Nakapag-ano siya doon, parang kunay para magawa yung proposal. It was very very sincere, and parang ay sa wakas ng tauhan na to.
of course nasa plano ko naman yon, nasa plano na naman namin yon. Just minsan parang alam mo yon, parang na-enjoy niyo yung present situation niyo, present na kung ano yung nangyayari sa relationship ninyo na medyo nakalit na yung oras. Yun.
Yeah.
So, medyo na-realize ko na rin na, medyo tumatanda na kami. So, ayun.
And then, your wedding, ka-attend, I'm UP Mountaineers din. So, like-minded people na mga nakasama nyo rin, I think, sa mga trail runs, sa training. So, how was that? How was sharing this important event with these people?
Yeah, the people who are very close to us. I think kasama rin sa paniligaw ni Johnny yung UP Mountaineers. There is really magic.
It takes a village. Yeah.
It takes a village. Yeah. It takes a village to win a woman. Yeah, because it's really magical when you share those experiences with people who go with you in the mountains, who know, you know, that the hardship as well as the beauty that you experience. So, iba siya compared to, I don't know, iba-iba siguro yung love story. But for us, I feel like us has a deeper connection because yun nga, it took a village. Eh. Parang hindi lang kaming dalawa yung nakaka-experience of the joy, but they were with us in every parang milestone of our relationship. Doon kami nagkakilala, doon ako na-introduce about the importance of the environment, and Johnny was there as well. So, parang lang siyang, I don't know, was it destined? I'm not sure, but it was really very impactful to both of us and the people around us. And it's nice that sa gitna nun, ang dami nang naging produkto of our adventure with the organization, of the mountaineering organization. Aside from us being married and being together for 7 years, now we've put up a business together na about the environment din. So it's really something that is, sabi nga nila, when you join the org, it's very life-changing.
So right, and parang... Right, parang full circle then. You've come full circle, na, di ba? Yes. Doon kayo nag-meet, and then now you have a business together. That's but we'll talk about that later. Actually, ang pinaka-curious ako about you guys is that anong activities do you like doing together the most? I guess pwede rin naman yung mga hindi outdoors, pero mostly outdoor activities that you enjoy together. What are those activities that you like doing together?
Nako, ang dami. Parang, parang it came to a point na right now, kung iisipin ko, came to a point right now na halos lahat ng gusto kong gawin, gusto na rin na gawin ni Ara. Mm-hmm. The same goes with Ara, lahat ng gusto niyang activities na ginagawa niya ngayon na ine-enjoy niya, ganun na rin ako, gusto ko na rin siya. And di lang gusto ko na rin siyang gawin.
Mm-hmm. It's very empowering eh, kasi we started with the UP Mountaineers in as entry una mountaineering syempre.
Mm-hmm.
Climbing mountains and then trail running, and because in the group lahat sila very athletic, so may introduce ka talaga to different kind of sports. Mm-hmm. And then we got into rowing katawag to rowing
dragon boat
yeah, paddling pala.
Climbing course, running, then, yes. sports climbing what else,
ang dami na pala, no?
Cycling during the pandemic, cycling, tapos one time binigyan ko po sa atin first calling
so, and he also loves archery, so there are a lot of things na yung gusto niya nagugustuhan ko na rin, and then mm-hmm. all the things that I'm into, sabi niya nga gusto niya na rin kasi dati mm-hmm. ayaw niya mag-swim, so now he likes to swim, so ang dami na nakakatawa kasi hindi lang those are the things that you feel like kung hindi mo na natutunan nung bata ka, it's very parang nakaka-intimidate. But because the group is very, and then to go outside, to play outside, is to have fun. So yun parang, right. Oh man, bakit ba maano kami, may pressure kami kung magagaling yung iba? Gusto lang namin masumaya sa labas. So lahat ng masaya, pupuntahan namin. Nandiyan kami.
So, mm-hmm. Same nga, natutunan namin maging masaya doing the activities na gusto niya, na gusto ko din. Mm-hmm.
So itong mga trip nyo kasi hindi siya madali, like running ultras in mountains, races, sa tingin nyo ba nakatulong doing these hard things sa pag-establish ng basic ng foundation sa relationship, like trust,
yeah,
those things,
the hardships, the things that we do kasi di pa mahirap yung mga sports. Yeah, sobrang nakatulong. Isa rin yun na sinasabi namin na parang mas yung connection namin, parang feeling namin, it's deeper because of the hardships, that the adventure is fun, but mm-hmm. not all the time it's gonna be sobrang fun. So sometimes you'd also have to put in discipline para makatapos ka ng 100 kilometer race, which we did together. He had to feed me a lot of things. He had to feed me patience and train me of, those kind of, yung test of character nga. After that 100 kilometer race, sabi nila, dun yung makikita kung okay nga ba talaga kayo in a relationship. Kasi kung nakapag-away kayo habang pagod na pagod kayo at kayo pa rin, ibig sabihin, maybe that would be a good start for a long term na like marriage, or syempre araw-araw na kayong magkasama niyan, which is looking back ko ano, mhm, malaking tulong.
Right. Anong most memorable outdoors date that you've ever gone to? I'm sure pag when you go on dates you really go outdoors na lang most of the time. So parang meron ba kayong most memorable na date so far?
For you, what's your memorable?
When we go out, kasi parang we don't consider it anymore a date. We go out, parang ano eh, to enjoy what we're doing. Naiisip na lang namin after pag-uwi na, parang nakapag-date na rin tayo. So, siguro most memorable, and madaming times sir, every time we run sa Mount Ugo, ayun, it's actually yun yung isa sa mga madalas kasi naming puntahan before the pandemic. Parang umabot nga sa point na almost every weekend nandun kami. Mm-hmm. So I guess yun yung ano, most memorable outdoor date namin. Kasi pag pumupunta kami doon, dahil nga madalas na kami doon, inaalaw na kami nung local government doon na kami lang yung tumakbo. So, na-enjoy namin yung buong lugar na kaming dalawa lang. And then, madaming times din doon na pag pumupunta kami doon, wala rin ibang mga hikers, wala rin ibang mga runners. So, from start to summit and then back, parang kaming dalawa lang talaga yung magkasama. Mm-hmm. Tapos, and yung mga local villagers doon. So, I think yun yung most memorable.
Yeah. Oh. Because Mount Ugo, technically, medyo mahirap siya, pero you can hike it 30 kilometers siya. So that's something that parang, okay, mahirap siya, pero kaya natin ng isang araw. Mm-hmm. And as well as, nasa malamig siyang part, nasa Benguet, so parang hindi masyadong parusa. So it's something that you always look
enjoyable.
Forward to. And then after that, you go to Baguio, and Baguio is such a sweet place to have after magpagod-pagod ka dyan, doon ka naman sa city na malamig, sarap ng pagkain, lakad-lakad ka sa Session Road para mag-recovery walk ka. So, it's one of our favorite mountains. Very, as well as very accessible because it's just 6 to 8 hours from Manila.
Very challenging, pero very enjoyable naman. Tapos, kami lang yun nandun. So, kakaibang experience.
Mm-hmm. Ara, ikaw, yun din ba? Yun din ba ang most memorable date for you, or mayroon ka bang ibang?
Thinking about it now, when he said it, I feel like it one of the best memorable yung Mount Ugo. But for me, kasi syempre as a girl, pinaka-memorable sa akin yung nag-propose siya sa akin. Kasi parang ang ganda-ganda. so siya sa mountain, ako naman sa dagat. Tapos meron din, I remember, para siyang dapit hapon, no?
Yeah. Sunset.
Sunset. Yeah. It was sunset and so, ano yon, golden hour, and then may mga tumatalon-talon na mga isda. So, parang, Lord, everything was in place. I was very happy. That was the most memorable.
Sa cove, no? Sa maliit na cove na wala rin tao.
Kayo lang din.
Nagkataon lang. Parang nakita niya, punta tayo, mag-picture tayo dun sa cove. Sabi ko, ang ganda nga dun.
Yun na pala yun.
Oh, yun na yun.
I think what's important is you really enjoy each other's company. So regardless kung saan kayo mapadpad, whether it's the mountains or the seas, di ba? Just being together, that's the most important thing. For the couples out there, ano yung, do you have date ideas? Or what if they want to do more outdoor activities together? Where do they start? Where do they start looking for ideas for these activities?
Okay. So for us kasi, like me, when I joined the UP Mountaineers, medyo hindi pa ako magaling. So it's really nice to actually go for the open workouts. Like the UP Mountaineers encourage people to join the open workouts that we have every Wednesday ata yun ngayon. So maganda na magsimula muna doon kasi syempre in mountaineering, medyo mahirap siya. So, kailangan talaga may training ka. Handa ka pagpunta doon, hindi yung parang mahihimatay ka bigla. And then, of course, it's the mountains, walang sasalo sa'yo kung sakali, di ba? It's nice to go there, but you have to have people to back you up. You have to know what it takes to go there. So as a start, going outdoors talaga is, just walk around first, maybe enjoy tree walking ka muna. And once you're ready, there are a lot of groups that you can join. Credible groups that you can join. Siyempre din tayo sa credible.
Ayun nga. Siguro, what I can suggest is, medyo kasi risky yung mag-outdoor date ka agad. So, I highly suggest na, well, puntahan nyo muna yung isang lugar na yon together with your friends. Hindi muna kayong dalawa lang.
Kayong dalawa, right.
Para, well, una kasi risky. And then, siguro, pwede nyo siyang balikan na lang after na kayo na lang. Para at least na survey nyo na yung lugar. Alam nyo na yung mga mga important spots, like, kunyan, pagpunta nyo doon, saan ba kayo maliligo afterwards, saan ba kayo pwede magpalit ng damit, saan kayo pwede magpark ng sasakyan, ano ba yung mga spots doon na pwede kayong magpahinga, mag-enjoy ng view. Ayun. Kasi kung gagawin nyo kagad yon na kayong dalawa lang, baka hindi ma-impress.
Pag first date, no?
Diba? So, I suggest do it first with your friends.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos, kapag na-enjoy nung ligawan mo or nung girlfriend mo, yung lugar na yon, saka mo siya iyayain, oh, tara, balik tayo. Pero this time, gusto mo tayong dalawa na lang.
Right.
Kanina, mention nyo na with your love of outdoors, of the mountains, natutunan nyo rin na yung importance ng advocacy for the environment. So, pwede nyo ba yun i-share? And how did this evolve into what you have now? This shop of friendly shampoo and soaps and toiletries.
It's very nice because when we're exposed about the beauty of the outdoors, doon din namin nakita yung appreciation na, teka lang, ang ganda nito, bakit merong dumi, bakit
basura.
Bigla hindi na siya ganun kaganda dati. Mm-hmm. Punta kami rito, sobrang pristine, pero ngayon hindi na. So there are things na mapapaisip ka talaga eh. And it hit us home kasi habang na-expose kami sa ganda ng Pilipinas, doon ka rin nagkakaroon ng parang conscious mindset na, uy, teka lang, may mga bagay na kailangan pala dapat pinangangalagaan natin. Tapos, doon na din, nagbabasa kami, nalalaman din namin na like, ito yung pinakatumatak sa akin noon. Kasi nung nag-rowing kami sa Manila Bay, mm-hmm. may mga sumusulpot-sulpot yan, may mga lumulutang. And then, bigla may mababasa ka na, in the year 2050, there could be more plastic than fish in the ocean. So parang, oh shit, hindi pa 2050, nararanasan na natin yun. So ano pa kaya yung mangyayari in the next coming years? And it hit us all home kasi yung mga pamangkin namin, mga bata pa yun. And parang, so ano nang matitira sa kanila? Hindi na ba namin mapapakita sa kanila, masishare sa kanila yung ganda na nakikita namin ngayon? So we started with eliminating wastes. So, ang hirap kasi sobrang laking problema niya. So, nag-focus kami dun sa kung ano ba yung kaya naming limitahan at kaya naming gawa ng solusyon on our own little way. So, we started with our bathroom, ano ba yung mga pwede namin ng palitan, kapag ubos na, ano nga ba yung magandang alternatives. And then, he was like, sige, let's learn more, ganyan, let's have workshop. And then, yeah, nagkaroon din kami ng opportunity to really think about ano nga ba yung pwede nating gawin. Kasi at that time, yung circle namin na UP Mountaineers, there's this culture na kailangan pangalagaan natin na kapag lalabas tayo, meron tayong mga flask, hindi na mga singles. Pero the part of us na UP Mountaineers na circle, maliit lang yun kumpara sa community na meron kami. Like in our family, yung mga friends namin na hindi naman outdoors. So, we began sharing it to friends na hindi part of what we know. And doon siya nagkaroon ng parang lumalaki na yung impact, nakakatuwa.
Tsaka, syempre, when you're in the outdoors, sa labas ka, parang dalawa lang naman yung meron ka nun eh. Una, yung dala mong pagkain. Tsaka pangalawa, yung view na meron ka. So, nasa outdoors ka, pagod ka na, di masarap yung pagkain mo. Siyempre, hindi okay na experience yun, di ba? Same goes with, kung nasa outdoors ka, hindi na maganda yung view mo. Ang dami ng basura, ang dami ng kalat. Parang nakakaano eh. Parang, this na, parang mas lalong nakakapagod. And also, pag nasa outdoors ka, malayo yung walk, malayo, ma, ma, matagal, matagal yung walk, malayo, mahaba yung trail, and the things that gets you going is yung the things that inspire you na makapag-summit at makabalik sa kung saan ka nag-umpisa, ay yung beauty nung paligid na meron ka. So, parang kapag wala nang ganun, parang hindi na masayang bumalik pa dun sa mga lugar na yun.
So, Ara, you had this blog before, The Green Feet Friend. Tapos ngayon, nag-evolve na siya into a shop of eco-friendly and sustainable stuff. So, can you tell us more about that? And kung saan kaya pwede siya i-follow ng viewers natin?
Yes. So, we started the blog in 2018. Yun nga, nandun kami sa paano nga ba kami makakatulong na ma-share yung alam namin and to bring awareness to the community and to the people around us about environmental conservation and low-impact lifestyle or what others call zero waste lifestyle. And so we started in a blog. Nag-iisa pa ko ano nga ba yung gagawin namin. He was like, sige, ikaw na lang si GFF. Bakit? Para relatable. Friend na lang nila. Tapos it's about green and fitness. So it was green and fit friend. And afterwards, nag-share na kami ng, aside from awareness, nag-share din kami ng mga natututunan namin gawin. Kasi there was a time na we really talked to derma friends, chemist friends of how to formulate products that would work, but at the same time, it's eco-friendly, the ingredients are eco-friendly from production until to delivery, packaging, it's all sustainable in the most sustainable way. So, nung pinakita namin yun sa mga friends namin, nagulat kami kasi bumabalik naman sila, uy, ano to, binibenta niyo ba to? Yun parang spark na, oh, pwede pala to. Something about your passion na pwede rin mo siyang gawing livelihood nyo na. So, doon nagsimula yun. In 2021, after makaipon, every Christmas, nagbibenta kami ng mga pangregalo na eco-friendly, nakaipon na. In 2021, doon po nag-start yung shop namin, which is GFF Eco Personal Care. You can find us now in 3 malls. We are part of program. Of Ayala Mall. So we have in Ortigas, in Ayala Mall's 30th, in Vertis North, also in Feliz, and soon to open po in Fairview and Marikina. And may mga kinakausap pa kami. Hopefully, pa.
Wow!
Right now, you can also find us, kakabukas lang, pinagpuyatan niya. Because we found out Lazada also advocate for sustainable packaging. So, pwedeng walang plastic, pwedeng naka-box. Or you can also have your packaging in compostable bioplastic made of cornstarch. So, nasa Lazada na rin po kami, kahapon lang.
Wow, fresh na fresh!
Dalawa pa lang yung follower.
Sige, pa-follow na rin namin.
So, as a couple and business partners, paano yung dynamics nyo with GFF? Paano yung hatian ng trabaho? Hindi ba siya nagiging source of ano stress then and yes, conflict kung nagkakaroon?
We've had so much conflict about it. But we, ang maganda kasi, Johnny is very patient sa aming dalawa. Siya talaga yung, kunwari, medyo dumadadana ako. Siya yung natahimik. Tapos doon ako magkakaroon ng time to recollect and to say sorry to him. So there's actually the authority is both of us have voice to it. Johnny is good in design while I'm good in proper time management. Kasi he's very into magandang ano eh. Lahat ng mga bagay na gusto niyang ilabas, Johnny has a way of, you know, art has to have time.
Wow.
Design is something that you don't just yung parang may inspiration ka kaagad. Kailangan talaga meron siyang proper na ano. He's really into details, which I'm fortunately opposite. So medyo napapabilis siya.
Ibig sabihin sa time management.
Kasi parati ko siyang ipapa na, para nali ka na, ilabas na natin yan. So, very maganda na we're very opposite at the same time. He has the patience na pag dumadada ko, nakakaya niya naman. So I think it's more of, at the end of the day, you have to realize that work is work, and as a couple, you are a couple. So every time na nagkakaroon kami ng pagkakaunawaan, meron talagang kailangan may isang magpapakumbaba. And he's proud to say. I'm proud that he's the one. He's the one who's actually very patient.
Actually, yung maganda doon, kasi syempre, yung katrabaho mo, asawa mo, parang yung boss mo rin, asawa mo, parang pantalins ka na, stressed out ka na, isipin mo na lang, at the end of the day, sige na, pagbibigyan ko na to kasi asawa ko naman to eh. Diba? Sabay kami matutulog sa, magkatabi kami matutulog sa bahay. So, ang hirap naman kung galit pa din ako sa kanya or hindi kami magkaroon ng agreement dun sa kung ano man yung pinagde-decision na namin. Something na mahirap gawin kapag on a regular corporate setting, di ba?
Merong power relationship. Uh-oh. Pero sa amin, medyo, kasi nagbibigay siya parate. Especially in decision making. Sometimes, medyo parang gusto ko ito yung mangyayari. Kasi dito ko nakikita ganyan. So, mapapaisip siya. Siyempre, pipigilan niya ako sa mga bagay na alam niyang hindi naman pwede, parang gano'n. So, pero, pinapaliwanag niya sa akin. Yun yung maganda. Kasi parang, sige, magbibigyan kita, pero ganito yung mangyayari, ganyan. So, and then, he'll give me space, again, to recollect. Pag-isipan, ako nga pala, tama siya. So, I think, the communication is nice, because, merong parang parating, merong nagpapakumbaba. And then natutuwa na rin ako sa kanya dahil.
And I think what works also is that you know how this started talaga, 'di ba? Because you both share the passion for a sustainable lifestyle. So, at the end of the day, you're doing, and who, not everyone can say that they're doing something that they're really passionate about, 'di ba? So, and in you two are doing it together. So, I guess for our last question, ano ba yung tips nyo for couples who want to stay or who want to start, rather, a sustainable lifestyle together? Like, how can they encourage one another? Paano kung ang couple, isa lang yung very outdoorsy or isa lang yung environment conscious? Or paano kung pareha silang hindi? And how do they start that lifestyle together?
It's very hard din. Eh. Pero as long as there is awareness, doon nagkakaroon ng somehow nakikita mo kung ano nga ba yung kailangan bakunin sa sarili mo. As well as siguro isipin yung why. Kasi kami nahirapan din kami talaga nung simula. It's very hard. Pero dahil nakita namin yun na mismo sa mga pamangkin namin na doon kami parating naka-anchor eh. Ano nang mangyayari sa kanila? Kawawa naman sila, di ba? So, malapit, it's very close to our heart, sa puso namin. Kasi, ang apektado ay mga kapamilya na namin. And dahil doon, nagkakaroon kami ng, okay, dahil ganito, we have to think of ways that we can contribute kahit konti lang. At hindi kami perfecto, syempre marami kami mga pagkakamali din. And there are times na tao lang tayo, minsan gusto mong mag-milk tea, wala kang dalang mga flask or hindi nila pinapayagan. And then after that, ano nga ba yung tamang gawin right after? If I did this, ano nga ba yung pwede nating gawin? So pwede nating i-donate yung mga plastic natin na mga single use kung hindi may iwasan. It's always, iisipin parate, okay, ano nga ba yung next right step na pwede namin gawin? Para naman mapaliit natin yung impact or we call that carbon footprint na pwede nating liitan.
Actually, tama si Are kung iisipin talaga natin. Mahirap siya gawin. Pero, well, ngayon na rin lang namin natutunan at na-realize na sustainable living, sustainable lifestyle, naka-anchor siya. The idea is anchored on conserving kung ano yung meron tayo. Tapos, kung iisipin mo, conserving means tipid eh. Pagtitipid ng mga bagay-bagay na meron tayo. Siguro, a good start nung for or a good start towards sustainable lifestyle, sustainable living is mag-umpisa doon sa pagtitipid sa kung ano yung meron ka, yung pagtitipid na lifestyle, yung hindi ka siguro iwasan mo na or bawasan mo yung pagbili ng mga bagong damit, pagdating sa pagkain, yung pagkain lang ng tama, more on consuming just enough sa pangangailangan mo. And then, after nun, syempre, pagtitipid, medyo ano yan eh, challenging kasi binabawasan mo yung kung ano yung kailangan mo. Magandang isabay doon yung enjoying outdoors, enjoying the beauty of outdoors, enjoying the beauty of nature na malinis, nature na maganda. Ayun. So, gawin nyo lang siguro yung dalawang bagay na yun. Mag-umpis sa pagtitipid, and then lumabas, i-appreciate yung ganda ng kapaligiran. And siguro, later on, mas ma-appreciate nyo pa yung, mas ma-appreciate nyo ng todo yung sustainable living.
Mm-hmm. I think a lot of our viewers and listeners would be from the meet cute and the sharing the beauty and hardships of the mountains, and now growing in this relationship, growing this business that has a lot of heart and advocacy in it. It's a very inspiring story. So maybe you can share with us where viewers can follow on social media. Kung saan nila pwede i-follow ang GFF on social media.
Yes po, we are on Facebook, GFF Eco Personal Care. Also on Instagram, it's Green Fit Friend. Yan. YouTube, meron din po kaming YouTube pero hindi pa namin siya.
Wow!
Hindi na kami, kasi dati we had the vlog, pero ngayon medyo on the business side. Pero soon enough, maglalagay ulit po kami ng mga content as well as for community models. Also in TikTok, wala pa rin doon pero pupunta kami dyan soon.
Just in.
So, ayan, that's a wrap. Thank you for making time for us, Ara and Johnny.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed as much as we did. If you have any story ideas to pitch, you can reach out to us at Iogozom on Twitter and at G Hieronimo. So, see you in the next episode. Bye.
Bye.